بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشارف بلاوي الشيخ ابو الرومي تبريد الدوره هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصف نور الله مقدم عندنا الشريف جواري محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم برحته زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم پلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوارِ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم ہے نالائقوں پر یہ رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ایسا کنان مدینہ مجھے پس ایسا کنان مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں، مدینے سے وہ دور رہتے ہیں ہم، مدینے سے وہ دور رہتے ہیں ہم، کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو، مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. Just try and briefly translate this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. This poem was written on the request of Hazrat Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and requested Hazrat that write some poems with regard to those people staying in the vicinity and staying in the honorable city of Madinatul Munawwara. Then so beautifully Hazrat presented these beautiful poems. That Hazrat says, Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rehteham. How beautifully Hazrat has titled it, that we are staying in the neighborhood of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is as we are taught from our elders, our shaykh, etc., that when we are going to Madina Sharif, then actually say, I'm going to visit my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going for ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just saying I'm going to Madina Sharif, that is not sufficient. The real love is that we are going to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Madina Sharif's honor is obviously because of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we see in the history before that, it was known as Yasrib. But when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madina Sharif, it became known as Madina Tayyibah, the very pure, beautiful city of Madina to Munawwara. So those people that are living in the neighborhood, and even if a person goes to Madina Sharif just for few minutes, he is in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person should realize where we are and how we should spend our time. So Hazrat beautifully puts it here and says, Zameen par Madina ki rehte ham, falak par magar naaz karte ham. That on the earth, outwardly it seems like we're living in Madina Sharif, but in the heavens, so to say, we take pride, and we so to say boast not in pride and showing off, but boast in that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such a favor, that O Malaika, presently which you are envying to be close to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has given us this honor, that we are here very close to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very, very important is that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan, that person who really wants to be close to me. And the real time when we will really need to be close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Hazrat further makes a dua in this poem also, is on that day of Qiyamah. That day when we will really need somebody to help us. And who, Allahu Akbar, who else than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose rahmatul lil alameen, whose concern for every ummati of his. That is the day we'll be yearning that, oh, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam can make shafaat for us. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want to be close to me, either bodily also, or either in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or either that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes intercession for us, then the sign that we are loving Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself I should see, and all of us, how much durood and salawat do I send upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That as our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that we hear of lot of seerah jalsas, especially this period, it's taking place, lot of seerah jalsas, very good, mubarak. But each one of us can have our seerah jalsa every day. That is how much durood we send upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And durood in this way, what really is, just think that I'm in front of Rauza-e Pak, and I've got the opportunity, visualize this. It's supposed to be naturally coming into your mind, that you just think, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. That I'm standing in front of my beloved Nabi, and I'm presenting the salam, and not just presenting an empty salam, Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to the salam. Either from the malaika, that the salam goes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying, but just think, I'm there present myself. And for example, if how much connection we got, we should think, like in my salah, when I read after at-tahiyyat, I send durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do I think that now I am in connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is, we have to see that how much our connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is building. That in our salah, do we think of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And just thinking of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this will enhance our salah also, and not only enhance our salah, this will be the means that Allah Ta'ala made. Our salah is not worth being accepted. I'm talking of my own. We all should think of our own condition, that it's not worth being accepted at all. But because of durood, Allah loves durood sharif so much, that Allah Ta'ala will accept the whole broken and useless namaz, and Allah Ta'ala will give it so much honor and so much dignity. So that is why Hazrat says, Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein rehte hain. That what you want to know of our honor, don't ask, I can't explain. What is the honor Allah has granted us? That I am living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the precincts where the most rahmat is descending at present, the greatest rahmat, more upon than Kaaba Sharif also, more upon than the Arsh of Allah, the rahmat is descending upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine where torrents, when floods is coming down, and you don't get wet, and there's something wrong with us. But as our Hazrat explained, that people like myself, we go to Medina Sharif, we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. Or we go without, like a woman folk go without parda, we come back, or as Hazrat says, sadly, we go there and we don't bring back the good things, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the character of the people there, Medina Sharif, the soft-heartedness of the people there, the hospitality. No, we'll come back myself, I'm talking of myself particularly, the most weakest in this, that we'll just come back with complaints. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Why? Because when we go there, you go in the rain, you have to put a raincoat so you don't get wet. There when we go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself, we have to take off our raincoats of sins. And that is why we're not getting wet with the rahmat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to make istighfar and tawbah, and that is why from this majalis we have to learn how to prepare ourselves where we are going. And then a person realizes when you reach Medina Sharif, it's not my ability, it's not my know-how, it's not my context. Karam hai ye malika e dosto, Medina ki basti mein rehte hum. Hazrat teaches us this, that realize whatever we have got, and this great honor that to be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala special favor. I don't deserve it in the least, but, and then Allahu Akbar, because of this, what Allah Ta'ala has increased my value to such a degree. Medina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar haqeeqat mein saste hum. Because now I'm in the neighborhood of Medina Sharif, my value has increased so much. Otherwise in reality, I've got no value. But this also, we shouldn't be fooled that I'm just in the neighborhood of Medina Sharif. Oh, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me affluence. I go to Medina Sharif every year, every now and then, every 6 months.
the real connection with Medina Sharif is our connection with the Mubarak life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That person who's yearning to go to Medina Sharif, he hasn't even got the means, but he's got such love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he's worried and concerned to gain knowledge of every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The azmat of the sunnah comes in his heart, the muhabbat, and he tries his best according to the situation, learning from the elders in his area how to love up the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the niyat that the sunnah must spread for me throughout the world, then that person has got great value in the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also and in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then such a person is desirous and yearning all the time, Madina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, khuda se dua bhi karte hum. O Allah, we want to pass away in Medina Sharif. We don't deserve it, O Allah, but we love your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we want to pass away there. Then we should desire and make dua this, Ya Allah, wherever you are pleased with me at that moment, take my life. But when your connection is with Medina Sharif, Allah will transfer your body there without even realizing. So this love that we have to have for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as our Dada Shaykh is another poet says so beautifully, Shart-e-Tawheed-e-Kamil yahi hai, ke tera ishq ho kalb o jaame, that the condition of complete iman, that the true love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be in my heart and my soul, in every drop of my blood must be the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is the sign of this love, that I'm worried, what I do, am I doing it according to sunnah or not? Or am I just passing my life? And then we realize, ye na laiko par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hum. It is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercies and favors that unworthy personalities like myself, not deserving it, Allah Ta'ala has brought me in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right close to my beloved Nabi, just few meters away. And then that is when a person desires shafaat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hum. And then when Allah gives us opportunity, then we beg Allah, oh Allah, you brought me so close, please grant me the shafaat of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we come there, we should be begging Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is walau annahum iz zalamu anfusahum ja'uk. When we come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make istighfar and then ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, oh Nabi of Allah, please make dua maghfirat for me and don't forget to make for me shafaat on the day of Qiyamah. As Sahib Qasida Burda says, Wal Habibul Ladhi Turja Shafaat. That is our beloved, that we will be yearning for his intercession on that terrible day of Qiyamah where you won't know where to turn to. But if we brought the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart by following his sunnah, inshallah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for us. And then a person just has this desire, you just came back, but Medina mein har saal o haziri, khuda se ye faryad karte hai hum. That, oh Allah, please grant us the opportunity, every year we are present in Medina Sharif, with proper adab, with proper ihtiram, with proper respect. And what we have to do there and gain, that is why we go. So a person shouldn't be worried of the outward condition. This law has come and that law has come. We should be making dua and begging Allah Ta'ala. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat's kindness that Allah Ta'ala takes us there. Pase saakinai Madina mujhe na bulo guzari se karte hain. And what is the sign of love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That you tell the people that are living in the precincts, whoever is going, even you there, you coming out of the haram, although inshallah you have hope to come for the next namaz, but you meet somebody, tell him, please pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please don't forget about me. Pass my salams. Ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make shafaat for me and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. Then Hazrat so beautifully says, what is the sign of love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the love of the city and everything connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Eh akhtar mere kalb wa jahe waha, Medina se go dur rehte hai. That, oh Allah, that akhtar's heart is there in Medina Sharif and my love is there, although I have to go out of Medina Sharif and do the work of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm staying very far, but my heart is connected to Medina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us an iota and a glimpse of this reality.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our kitabs, just a few valuable points that Allah blessed us with during the week. We share it with our brothers, inshallah. We all can benefit from it. One is that Hazrat Maulana Shah Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh Hazraji explained that the kalima, La ilaha illallah, very beautifully Hazrat explained it, may Allah let to give me and us all the understanding and then to fulfill the demands of the kalima. Hazrat said that the starting point of this kalima is La ma'buda illallah, that there is nothing else to be worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala. We only worship Allah, we accept it, but in reality we should see ma'bud is that thing or that object, like a Hindu worships his idol, that is his ma'bud. A Christian worships Isa alayhi salam, Trinity, etc. He believes that they will do everything for them. So ma'bud is that will do everything for you. So we have to get that into us, reality of Allah, that Allah will do everything for us. Now we have to check ourselves when we have different occasions. Do we think this connection will do for me? My money will do for me? Whatever else, many other things we have got, many false idols we have got in our hearts. And that this is the thing that will do this for me. Ma'bud is also that in which you humble yourself totally. So it is only allowed in front of Allah Ta'ala that we fasten our hands as we fasten it in namaz. This is not allowed in front of one's father, mother, not in front of one's sheikh, not in front of one's ustad. It is only for Allah Ta'ala. Sajda is the limit of humility and humbling yourself. That is for nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala. So we only make sajda. So that is ma'bud. So that is the starting point of the kalima. Not just that we know it, but that reality has to come into us. Allah give us talk. And Hazraji also say, those who make effort will benefit. Those who just go to pastime will just have pastime. And they will just say, like even if we come to Khanqa, one is just, Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that if we come just like that, our knowledge will increase, ma'lumat. Information we will get. But the noor of it and the benefit of it we won't get. But when a person makes effort, and effort means effort. Like we have to work for something, you have to make an effort. Not you just sitting lazily and without concentration or without, we make in zikr also just half sleepy. That's not effort. But when you apply yourself, so Allah grant me first, for us all inshallah first, Allah grant us all. So that Allah is our ma'bud. And that you're going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala. And that He is the one that you're going to return to. He is the one who nourishes and sustains you. When you're sick, He is the one who gives you shifa. When you're hungry, He is the one. That is ma'bud. So this reality comes into us. And then when you work on this and you carry on, the end of La ilaha illallah is La mawjuda illallah. That you see there is nothing besides Allah. Now you realize that the shop is nothing, Allah is there. When you see the food is nothing, Allah will fill my stomach. The medicine won't do anything. Allah, in everything you only see Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you see Allah. And that Allah is the doer. So this is where we have to reach finally. So this is that cause that we have to do from La Ma'buda Illallah, whether we're making our zikr, whether we're giving bayan on La Ilaha Illallah, yaqeen, iman. This is that we start with La Ma'buda Illallah and we have to reach. And before maut we have to reach to La Mawjuda Illallah. That in every, even you don't see yourself, that I'm also nothing, Allah is everything. Nothing there is. You negate and deny everything. And when this not only in thoughts but in reality comes, that is what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had acquired. And what the world Allah threw at their feet was when they got La ilaha illallah. So this La ilaha Hazrat Ji, Rahmatullah Ali also said that La ilaha illallah is a complete way of life. That we have to bring that way of life. Today we see what is our way of life. It may be an Indian lifestyle, maybe a Gujarati lifestyle, maybe a Western lifestyle, maybe an Eastern lifestyle, but the lifestyle of La ilaha illallah. That everything from aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq, that whole lifestyle must be of La ilaha illallah. That has to come into us. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another one very important point also that we had learned, that many people ask this question, is a very common thing, that we get a lot of wasawis, lot of doubts. It's a common thing that, and sometimes these doubts become quite serious also, that a person thinks that does, especially something happens so terrible, whether it's in our community, somebody has suffered or anything, or in the world, Muslims are, why are they being persecuted? Where is Allah? And these non-Muslims ask, where is your Allah now? Tell him to help you now. You believe in your Allah, where is he now? So then you wonder where, what is happening in the world also today. And sometimes we get doubts about the life in the qabr, etc. All other things, many things. Sometimes serious things of iman we get doubt in. And when a person gets these doubts, normally, generally it is when they come and ask. And why do you, does a person ask? Because he's worried that now I'm getting these doubts, he's feeling bad about it, that these thoughts are coming to me that Allah doesn't exist. This thought is coming into me that when I make namaz, when I go sajda, I'm worshipping an idol. All these thoughts come to a person. So this very, this sorrow you feel, this badness you feel, and you go to the extent of even asking, even if you don't ask, but you're feeling bad about it, that is a sign that you have got iman. That person has actually got iman. And the explanation that is given, like if you tell a Christian that about Trinity, do you believe in Trinity? He says, definitely I believe in it. And he'll try and convince you also. He's not feeling awkward, I'm believing in Trinity. But if a Muslim, you get the thought of that, that I'm believing in Isa alayhi salam as a God, then you get worried about it. So that worry, that is actual iman which a person has got. May Allah bless us. And so this is a sign that a person has got iman. But of course, as a person makes effort, then Allah Ta'ala safeguards against that wasawis also. They might come also, but then by and large, they are dispelled. You don't have them. And that is when a person gets the haqiqat, the enjoyment of iman. So that is also halawate iman, the enjoyment of iman. That is also a thing a person has to work towards. Another one very, very valuable point with regard to this month of Rabiul Awwal, in the sense that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had appeared in this world. So just see that Muslims in the world, 2 billion, whatever they are, 1.5 billion, and by and large, everyone's heart is attached to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And if a person speaks that there something is going wrong, everyone is concerned about it. Like that, we might not think, we might not make dua also. But when you think that somebody speaks, whether it's a bayan, whether it's a social gathering, that something is going wrong there, we all get worried and we all start making dua also. That's the sign we got love for Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Why? Where did this love come? Makkah Sharif is because Kaaba Sharif is also there. And besides Kaaba Sharif, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkah Sharif. He made ghasht in Makkah Sharif. He went around and he made ghasht and he walked there and gave da'wah there. He was born there. He grew up there. So natural, so that makes the person love Makkah Sharif. Medina Sharif, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is his place, his city of migration, where he migrated and went to Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, if that was not the case, who should go today to Medina Sharif? And all the beautiful environment and enjoyment is all because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything. So when we go to Medina Sharif, it is really because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we love, just imagine the words that came out of the mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Nabuwat, after Allah made him his Nabi for about 23 years, One was those words which are Quran Sharif, and millions of people have become Hafiz and are becoming, and Quran Sharif is being recited so much, and people respect and honor the Quran Sharif which were given to us by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the other words of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which we call Hadith, and any ask any person, we all will have some idea of what great effort was made to preserve the Hadith Sharif. Quran Sharif, how many tafsirs have been written? Till today ulama are writing tafsirs of Quran Sharif. Allah made it such that now it's not finished. 200 tafsirs have been written, 500 tafsirs or 400 volumes tafsir have been written, 30 volumes on Surah Fatiha nowadays, but continuously. So much. And Hadith Sharif, Allahu Akbar. If we go and see what effort has been made on Hadith Sharif. Just the subjects, the different subjects, that how Hadith has been collected, etc. And the Hadith, for example, one person will put them all according to the different, according to Taharat, Nikah, Talaq, all the Hadith, they will gather like that. Those Hadith are gathered according to the alphabet. The Hadith that starts with Alif first, with Ba second, with Ta third, like that. Hadith have been gathered, all of Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. All of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, what? Just imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and till today in the whole world it is carrying on, east and west, and ulama are excelling in this, and how much they are devoting themselves to this, and then that it is being studied again, and then the people are devoting themselves to it. So all that word, one word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one action of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we call sunnah. He went to toilet in this way. That also, how it has been explained, that how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istinja, how he ate, when he went to sleep, how he slept, when he woke up, how he woke up. And we might be weak, but there are thousands, millions of people who are die hard to do everything exactly as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1400 years, where in the world is there anyone like that? None of us are such here that my father did it like this, I'm going to do everything like this. Or that my ustad even, or even my sheikh. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the sunnat way. Wuzu I'm going to make like this, namaz I'm going to make like this. Everything that a person just, what was the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then Nabi Kareem, when you see the green dome, whether we see it in a picture also, and when you see it in reality, you have come to Medina Sharif, and especially when a person goes through some difficulty and hardship, and then he sees the green dome, what he was, his object way of his journey, where he wanted to go, there is the green dome now. And all the tiredness of the journey also goes. And there are so many people who today, what we fly, we go by plane, etc. But many people who have to travel 24 hours, 36 hours, 36 hours, then they come there from the time they leave home in their village somewhere in Indonesia, somewhere far in Malaysia, where in the world, somewhere in the African jungle, where they come to a city, then they get to the airport, then they fly, they come there finally, and there are those people, when they come there, all their tiredness when they come to Medina Sharif is just gone. Immediately they go and take a bath, change their clothes, and the first thing to go to Roza-e Mubarak and to present their salams. What a great figure, and what a great personality Allah has blessed. And may Allah make this come into us. These ashar, explanation, these thoughts are not to pass time, but that this comes into our hearts. And it will, there are two levels. One, that we accept it truly, and we know, we enjoy it. And Allah bring us to that, where the heart just takes the enjoyment. That is something much, much more greater, where the heart takes that great enjoyment also. May Allah bless us with that also. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, we also love it. Ustuwana ya hannana, that column, that pillar, that which was, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should put his hand on it when he should give khutbah. But after the mimbar was made, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it, he stood on the mimbar. But then that tree, it was a palm tree, it started crying, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and consoled it. Now, if we know it, we will also want to go and make 2 rakat namaz there. And we will get enjoyment. This is that same palm tree. And perhaps they won't allow us, but we'll also like to put our chest against it. That this is the place, this is that place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. When the place of Tahajjud namaz, which was famous, Allah knows whether it was behind the Rauza-e Mubarak, how the people should gather there to make their 2 rakats there. At the minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the people gather to make their 2 rakats. There is a different thing, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi wrote, that I stayed so long in Medina Sharif, but I never had the courage to go and make my 2 rakats there. That me and there where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood to make namaz, our buzurgs, when they come and read Salatu Salam also, many, most of them, very short they read. That me standing in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we know what is this darbar, what is this court, it isn't a king's court, it isn't some other big person's court, whose court it is. Kaaba Sharif, when we are going around who, where are we? May Allah bless us with these realities and the adab of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Every day when we are in Medina Sharif, we see Mount Uhud. And you think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Uhud, I love you and every mu'min loves you." That Allah's Nabi loved Uhud, we also love Uhud. And we should speak to the Mount Uhud, that I love you also, my Nabi loved you, I love you. So, and this is all for those people who are the true believers. But those people the other people who are men of khirat, intellect, they say, how can you love a mountain? What is there in a mountain? And they think they are very clever. But iman is those things that it comes in the heart and you just use sacrifice for it. May Allah make us amongst those people who are the people of the heart. And where iman descends on the heart, and we get this feeling, may Allah bless us with that feeling also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, grant us all to go over and over, see to every other need also what they eat. Wherever, and also people say that you're going so much for Umrah, what about the people suffering? So give your 500 rand for that suffering also. Go for your Umrah also. And people are seeing, and Allah Ta'ala sees to everything. Yes, don't waste money. Extravagant weddings, extravagance, wastage in that, in our houses, our gardens, our clothing. Don't waste money in those things. But by all means, go for Umrah, Allah, from time to time, minimum once in 5 years. Otherwise, Allah give tawfiq. Go how much Allah gives us. And spend in all other good causes also. Wherever there is a need, wherever the madrasas, the masjids, everything we spend. And people are spending, nothing is being neglected. Everything is carrying on. So we spend everywhere. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with this great and noble. And to visit Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif also. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities inshallah. One person wrote to Hazrat, and this is also a thing that affects many of us. May Allah Ta'ala let us take lesson from this also. Wa dua sihat wa salamati huzur wala arz hai. And he says, with the dua of your health and your peace, well-being, afiyat, I inform you, ke nisfe Ramzan ke baad sihat ruhani mein farak aa gaya. After the half of Ramadan had passed, then my spiritual health it changed, it deteriorated. Which explains, that I should enjoy my ibadah till half Ramadan. I don't know, after half Ramadan what happened. I'm not enjoying my ibadah. I haven't got the motivation to make ibadah. And what I'm making also, I'm not enjoying. There is also a very common question that I'm making my ibadah, my namaz, my dua, but I'm not getting enjoyment in this. So there's a very pertinent, important question for almost all of us, if not directly to us, other people ask us this question. So the answer is also, Hazrat has given beautiful. Siwai ek para ke tahajjud mein baat mein. He says, I only make now one supara in tahajjud. So how much he must have been reading before? And we not even, we manage one, we are so happy about it. Baaki zikr wa ashghal kai roz tak mauquf rahe. He says, besides that, my zikr, my ma'mulat, my what I have to read, my zikr, I'm not doing it. I'm reading my one supara in tahajjud. But besides that, I'm not managing anything else. My yasin I have to read, my munajat-e-maqbool I have to read. I'm just not reading it. Kedil jam'i or lazzat wa surur chin gaya. That's what you do what you're from your heart. And that enjoyment I was getting, that has been taken away from me. It has been snatched away from me. Kaifiyat ye hai ki dua ke liye haath tak uthai nahi jaate. So much so that for dua I can't even pick up my hands. That also has been taken away from me. Aur nahi zuban se dua ke liye alfaz nikalte hai. And more than that, therefore, to make dua, no words want to come out from my mouth also. So perhaps we don't experience it to this extent, but all of us, that I'm not getting enjoyment in my ibadah, roza I'm keeping, but no enjoyment, zikr I'm making, no enjoyment, etc. Aur nahi zuban se dua ke liye alfaz nikalte, hayrat aur khamoshi dil ki ghutan aur rooh ke istirab ne gher liya hai. And I'm just hayrat, I'm astonished. And I'm so silent now that I don't know what knot has been fastened on my heart. That now I just can't seem to enjoy all this, and my soul, my ruh, is like a bird in a cage now. It's not free. It's just like an istirab, like bird flying restlessly in the cage. It just wants to get out. Like that my ruh is. Zuban par khamoshi aur sakta tari ho jata hai. My tongue is just like tongue-tied I become. I can't just speak. My tongue is just fastened like. Nothing is happening. So Hazrat explains two very valuable points. One is, sihate ruhani mein farq sirf maasiyat se aata hai. Your spiritual condition that changes. You get an illness in your spiritual condition. There is only one reason for that, and that is our sinning. Sins cause that. That a person now doesn't enjoy his ibadat. But that is very different from the other thing which Hazrat is explaining in front. When a person has this spiritual condition that he's just not enjoying anything, it is because of sins. Agar maasi se hifazat ke tawfiq hai, if you are not sinning, sinning will cause that. But if you are not sinning, then the other reason for this condition of yours is this. To hargiz koi nuksan nahi, then you don't have to worry. This is just like constipation. It is just a test from Allah to see that you are, to check you whether you are making ibadat for the enjoyment you are getting or whether you are doing it for Allah's sake. If we are doing it for our enjoyment, now Allah is testing you. He took the enjoyment away. Now are you doing it for Allah's sake? So Allah tests you. One reason is because of our sins that we commit. Now the enjoyment of ibadat goes away. And the other is that it's not because of the sins. And it's not that spiritual illness, but this is just that Allah is testing. It's a temporary phase. Ye halat qabz hai, and that is called spiritual constipation. Allah Ta'ala has just taken it away for a time. Jab ye tari ho, when this becomes like this, when you are suffering through this condition, you check yourself now, am I sinning? And we have to check ourselves properly. Sinning out different ways. Are you thinking bad about somebody, looking down upon somebody, backbiting you are getting involved in? There are many types of sins which we don't really analyze, and we don't realize that we are involved in sin. So if there are no sins, then one Hazrat says you don't have to worry. When that condition comes, then bataqalluf ma'amulat kare. Then though you don't enjoy, but do what you have to do. Just do what you have to do. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi advised at such a time, do the basics until you get over this. Like when a person has constipation, now he doesn't have a full meal with dessert and everything. He just carries on and he can't eat also. He's not enjoying it. You just eat the basics till your health comes right again. Then you can have all the other enjoyments and the delicacies on the side also. So when your spiritual condition comes, then don't give up your faraiz, your wajibat, your sunnate muakkada. Then now I'm not enjoying. No, that you must do. By force you must do it. Allah Ta'ala dekhte hai ki hamara banda hai ya maza ka banda hai. Allah is checking whether he is our slave or is the slave of his enjoyment. Which Hazrat explains very, very beautifully. Is he Abdullah, the slave of Allah? Abdul Lutf, or is he Abdul Latif? Is he the slave of enjoyment, Abdul Lutf? Or is he the slave of Abdul Latif, the slave of Latif, Allah Ta'ala? Qab se, uj se, ujub, wa khudbini khatam ho jati hai. And this also Allah gives for a reason. when a person is enjoying his ibadat, his zikr, his tilawat, everything, making bayan, he's enjoying everything, pride comes in a person. He thinks I'm somebody. So Allah, there's a favor of Allah to take it away. Then Allah Ta'ala, now you feel, what am I? I am nothing whatsoever. I'm not even getting enjoyment in my ibadat. Now Allah is cutting you down to size. بزرگوں نے فرمایا ہے کہ حالت قبض نافی ہونے میں حالت بسط سے بھی افضل ہے. حضرت سے the بزرگ have said that this constipation condition, this condition that you're not enjoying your ibadat, is even more beneficial for you going towards Allah Ta'ala than that condition when you're enjoying your ibadat. When you are enjoying your ibadat, that you feel very nice about that. You are making your zikr, you are reading durood, you are enjoying. You are going Makkah, Medina, you are so happy. And sometimes you go, but you're just forcing yourself, you're not getting that enjoyment. So all that, so this condition when you are in qabz, when you're not enjoying, that is even more superior and more beneficial than the condition when you are enjoying. بس جس حال میں رکھے راضی رہنا عین بندگی ہے. There is a very very great sentence Hazrat has said that in whichever condition Allah keeps you to be happy in that is the true slavery of Allah Ta'ala. Allah kept me in this condition that I'm not enjoying. He is happy with that, I'm happy with that. Allah kept me in the condition that I'm enjoying my ibadat. Allah is happy with that, I'm happy with that. So Allah bring us to that, otherwise we are very very weak. When we get good conditions, pride comes to us. When that condition, Allah takes it away, we become so despondent. And like what we call depression. Now, a person is not making namaz also. A person is not doing his basics also. So that should not be the case. But uska istihzar rahe ke koi maasiyat sarzat na ho. Keep this in mind, which is very important, that you are not committing any sin. If it is because of the sin, then that is what is causing all this. And our sins also, we have to make istighfar on our istighfar also. Our tawbah and istighfar also, we have to make tawbah and istighfar. Our tawbah and istighfar is also a guna, how we make. So there are a lot of sin for us, perhaps mostly it is because of our sin. But if we check ourselves and we see there is no sin and we're suffering this condition, then it is a good sign. And you are progressing more towards Allah Ta'ala in that condition. This kitab, Kashkol-e Ma'rifat, Hazrat Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali, explaining in these few chapters the great position of woman and how to respect and honor our wives. Allah Ta'ala ki sifarish aurton ke bare mein. Allah is interceding on behalf of the woman. Like for example, if your mother intercedes that please, your brother, you're having a fight with your brother, for my sake, please forgive him, and you people become friends again, and you make up whatever it is. You listen, my mother has said, your ustad tells you, your sheikh tells you that you are fighting with so and so, please, for my sake, don't fight with the person. Yeah, Allah is interceding. On behalf of the wives of the believers, Allah is interceding on their behalf. فرمایا کہ مردوں کو غور کرنا چاہیے. Man should ponder and think کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے کس عمدہ پیرایا میں عورتوں کی سفارش فرمائی. That in, and not only that Allah interceded, but in what a beautiful way Allah interceded on behalf of the woman. فرماتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ says, اللہ says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. I am saying that you treat them well. Allah is interceding on behalf of the woman folk that don't swear them, don't shout them, don't abuse them, treat them. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. عَرُوف. And then Allah Ta'ala gives one beautiful point. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ. And if you dislike them, that is something you dislike in them. فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. It's possible you might dislike one thing. وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah has put so much of good for you in your woman folk. So don't look just at that one point. And most of us are such that we take off with the woman because of that one little weakness she might have. As if we haven't got weaknesses. As if we are perfect. And we just find fault in them. They might have, every person have, we got so many weaknesses. So overlook that and look at the goodness. And that is a person who progresses also. That in everything he sees the goodness of other people. Yani aurton ke saath achha bartav karo. Treat the woman well. Aur agar kisi wajah se tumko wo napasand ho, for any one reason, some reason you dislike them, to mumkin hai ke tumko koi cheez napasand ho. It's possible, it is. There definitely, she's not going to be a perfect woman. And you, in the other hadith where she was created from your left rib and the crooked rib. So you supplied the crooked raw material. So you can't expect the product now to be straight. You supply the raw material and which was crooked. So she will be crooked. So accept her like that. So anyway, she might have some weaknesses, and definitely she has got weaknesses. But because of that, to mumkin hai ki tumko koi cheez na pasand ho, aur Allah Ta'ala ne usme bahut bhalaiya rakh di hai. But Allah has put lot of good in our woman. The believing woman, Allah has put lot of good in them. Masalan, عورت کے بد خلقی پر صبر کرنے سے اجر کثیر کا وعدہ ہے. She's got bad character. Her tongue is very very sharp. And she cuts you down. How she speaks, what جواب she gives you. You tell her this point and she will bring out your whole history again. And she'll remind you, that time you did this, your mother did that. How your in-law, my in-laws, how they, what and what won't she tell you. So she, all that, it's possible she will have all that. But by you making sabr on that, what won't Allah give you? How many people have become buzurs, great buzurs, just by making sabr on the woman? All what she taught, Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali, and who else? Sheikh Abul Hasan Kharqani Rahmatullah Ali, that he flew in the air. But still she didn't accept it. A person came from so far, wanted to become, she said, who this person you becoming there? And then Allah gave him a lion as his conveyance, and a snake as a whip to control the lion. And Sheikh Rifai, Rahmatullah Ali, whose Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hands came out to make salam to him. And he said, all this was because I made sabr on my wife. Allah gave me this position. So Allah, that by that, we can reach, we will be nothing, absolutely nothing, zero, minus. But make sabr on the wife, and where Allah will put you. And then, also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the woman folk, through them, we get our children. And that child has become a hafiz Quran. You're going to be given that beautiful crown and the beautiful garments on the day of Qiyamah because of that woman. She gave birth to that child. He becomes a qari, he becomes an alim, and he does work of deen. It's all because of her. She gave birth to that child. So there is a lot of goodness in our woman. So we should never ever always be fighting and that. But Allah is interceding that you treat them well. They are my bandis, you treat them well. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Ma'arif Masnavi, we were reading about Luqman alayhi salatu was salatu was salatu was salam alayhi salam, where he always used to get wonderful ni'mats from his Lord, his master. But one day when something better came, how he handled it also so well. So when sometimes difficult conditions come, we mustn't get upset with Allah Ta'ala. Think of the millions of ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given us. And whatever we are having difficulty, but think how other people, what they going through. If we just think of the poor Rohingya people, and we complaining about our small things, it's a sign of being very unappreciative. So further from that, Hazrat has extracted so many points. This one beautiful poem, Dua se aashiqo ki murad uske siwa kuch aur nahi hoti. And by making dua, the lover of Allah Ta'ala, his objective is nothing else ke us bahane is mehboob haqeeqe se lutf sargoshi aur kayf munajat mil jata hai. That with dua, that a person gets the opportunity of becoming, so to say, to get to har tamanna se dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, now you are alone with Allah. When you have got problems, now you see you're getting up for tahajjud, now you see you are coming early to the masjid, now you see your hands are being lifted up and you are talking to Allah, all because of their difficulties. So these difficulties have got lot of benefits in them, otherwise you won't think of Allah also. But now the difficulties, now you are talking to Allah Ta'ala and you are begging of Him, you are crying in front of Him, and this you also enjoying, Allah also enjoys it. My banda is crying in front of me, he is begging from me, and that Allah loves greatly. And everything, we are not Allah's Allah. Allah is our Allah. We don't have to dictate to Allah how He should treat us. We have to just accept fully. We are His bandas. We are His slaves. He made us. He likes it, you must cry. We must like it. We mustn't say, now why? He must just give us everything what we want. And that is not the case. No, we, how Allah wants us to be, we must be like that. Allah says, you desire intent and I desire an intent. And what you desire and intend, who can fulfill that? Yeah. Only me. And what I desire and intend, I will fulfill that. So we submit to Allah. Don't change. We are not here to dictate to Allah, change your policy. That your policy is not good enough. It's not the right policy. Allah's policy is absolute, final. Allah, how Allah likes things, we have to follow in that. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. بہانے اس محبوب حقیقی سے لطف سرگوشی اور کیف مناجات مل جاتا ہے. That a person gets that enjoyment of crying and begging from Allah and his tears start flowing. And that also comes when Allah help us, that when a person is saved from sins and his heart is soft and then he cries to Allah, how much enjoyment he gets in that. غرض یہ توفیق آہ نالا اضطرار کے حالت میں ہی نصیب ہوتی ہے. This condition of crying, begging, sobbing in front of Allah only comes when you have some difficulty. When you are enjoying everything, you will cry, but that is out of shukr. And that crying out of difficulty and out of shukr is completely when you are desperate. And you know your iman has been made, nobody else can solve my problem. And only at the time that Allah has this thing, and only Allah can solve it. اور ہماری آہیں اور ہمارے نالے حق تعالیٰ کو بہت پسند ہیں. And Allah loves the crying of a person and that sobbing in front of Allah, crying to Allah, Allah loves that very, very greatly. May Allah bless us with these qualities and Allah save us from all sins. Allah give us tawfiq of sincere tawbah and that we turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala.